Windows 8 release candidate, the iRig mic, prepaid iPhones, and work for Apple's kitchen. It's Friday, June 1st, 2012, and this is iWeek. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to the Friday edition of iWeek, and welcome to June. First of the day is Microsoft unveiling the release candidate of Windows 8, and then providing an upgrade path for those on Windows 7. So as I just mentioned, the release candidate of Windows 8 is now available for download. You can find it by Googling it or Binging it or Siri-ing it. This version is the version that will be sold in the coming months, maybe a few tweaks, but not many. The other big news is that starting June 2nd, which is tomorrow, Microsoft will let anyone who buys an eligible Windows 7-based PC upgrade to Windows 8 Pro for $15. That offer will be valid through January 31st, 2013. Upgrade offers for those who already own a Windows 7-based PC will be announced in the coming months. Continuing the Nest thermostat story, is the Nest now being sold in Canada, of all places? This is the first time the smart thermostat has left the United States, officially, that is. The device will and is initially sold through the Nest website, and Canadians can also take advantage of the Nest concierge program to get the unit professionally installed for $119, with additional installations running $25 each. So if you buy five Nests, they'll be an extra $100. So if you are Canadian, go out and buy your Nests today. Last up in general tech news is the iRig Mic Cast. Engadget got a hands-on of this tiny iOS microphone. According to the site, the kit plugs into your Apple's device 3.5mm audio jack and supports a headphone output for its own audio monitoring purposes. Inside the kit, a unidirectional condenser capsule goes to work to isolate the audio you want recorded instead of that pesky background chatter. If you're looking to snag one, it'll set you back $40, includes a stand for your handheld inside the box. The mic is shipping now and seems like a great option for those that want better sound quality out of their iOS devices. Now, onto some phone news. First up is AT&T doing another good thing in their international data plans. The plans have changed, and in a good way. According to Engadget, the baseline price is up from last year at $30 per month, but you'll get 120 megabytes of data for your trouble, an amount that used to cost $50. The next step up not only costs less than before at $60 versus $100, but ups the data ever so gently to 300 megabytes. AT&T's maximum allotment is still a relatively modest amount at 800 megabytes, but at $120 a month, it's a lot cheaper to swallow than the previous $200 a month. The real advantage of all three of these, though, is that when you go over your allotment, rather than bill byte by byte, AT&T is now charging $30 for every 120 megabytes over your limit. This is great news. I've also heard that AT&T will actually refund your money if you don't use all of your data. You just have to ask. So international data plans are something AT&T is working on and doing a pretty good job with. And other carrier news is Cricket. They're offering the first prepaid iPhone in the United States. This United States carrier is the first official carrier to allow the iPhone without a contract on a prepaid basis. They offer a $55 plan, which includes unlimited voice and SMS, as well as unlimited data. I should quote that. It's got a soft monthly cap of 2.3 gigabytes, which is a fairly big amount of data there, and after which speeds will be throttled to a slower data rate. Interestingly, Cricket appears to be offering a partial subsidy on this iPhone, with the iPhone 4 priced at $400 and the 16GB iPhone 4S priced at $500. The discounts of $150 off Apple standard pricing for unlocked handsets are in place even though customers don't have to sign a contract. They can cancel at any time. Cricket has entered into a three-year deal with Apple, with a commitment to buy at least $900 million worth of iPhone hardware over that term. The carrier also intends to carry new iPhone hardware as it becomes available, although company executives were unwilling to directly address whether Cricket would get day-and-date delivery as other carriers would. It's an interesting move by Cricket. The cost of the device is going to be a hard sell, I think, for many customers. But if you want a contract-free device and you want that iPhone, this discount from Apple will be pretty nice. I'm curious to see how it takes off and if it does. I personally find this an interesting thing for me, as I hate contracts, and this provides a little discount from the $650 I'd spend on the baseline model. So I hope this is a success, but I'm not sure it will be. Another phone news is, are some enhancements to Google Voice. According to Engadget, you'll now have the ability to screen anonymous callers, whereby the system will prompt the individual to state their name, and only then will your phone ring. From there, you'll have the option of answering the call, sending it to voicemail, or even listening in as a caller leaves their voice message. Kind of like back in the days of answering machines. Also, you'll have the ability to apply the same screening process to callers who aren't in your address book. So it's pretty cool, and I'm anxious to try it out. Google Voice is one of the few Google services that I'd recommend everybody use. Closing out the show today are two fun stories. Well, I think they're fun at least. First up is more information on the upcoming release of E.T. on Blu-ray. The 30th anniversary release will come out this October. This will include only the 1982 theatrical cut of the film, Dolby Digital 7.1 surround sound mix, which is brand new, as well as two brand new featurettes. These include an interview with the director, Steven Spielberg, and a behind-the-scenes look in the E.T. journals. There's also support for the Pocket Blue remote app, ultraviolet and standard digital copy, and more. Some things to note here. I enjoy the relatively low price tag at $25. I paid around $80 for the Ultimate Collection DVD back in the day. But then again, that was a true collector's edition, and this is more of just a new version of the film, a better edition of it, I guess. I really dig how Universal is giving you the option. You get both ultraviolet and digital copy for iTunes. This is how it should be. Let the customer choose what digital format they want. I'll be curious to see if they duplicate all the extras found on that awesome DVD I got back about a decade ago. Only time will tell on that one. Last up today is a fun job opportunity at Apple. The job is for a pizza cook in Sacramento, California. This is a job for Apple. The ideal candidate has to have extensive experience making pizza dough from scratch and is able to portion and toss the dough, possess the ability to hand stretch the pizza without using those roller pins, and cook the pizza in order in a high temperature oven. The cook will also prep and maintain all food items necessary to make a variety of pizzas, including toppings, sauces, and related prep. At least 2 to 4 years of experience working a high-volume wood-burning pizza oven featuring thin crust, Neapolitan-styled pizza. So that's the job description. If you fit that bill, you could work for Apple. I found this job working for Apple a hoot and something that many of you may want to apply for. If you're a pizza chef, 2 to 4 years of experience that loves Apple products, now is the time to combine those passions. I wonder if this cook gets any Apple stock for joining the Apple team. Anyways, a fun post I wanted to highlight, and it's cool to see non-tech jobs come up at Apple. Before closing up the show today, I want to remind everyone that iWork Again is airing tomorrow. iWork Again is for those that really appreciate iWork. I love you all for listening and watching, but those that subscribe to iWork Again are extra awesome. The $10 a month subscription gives you a 30-minute audio show every Saturday as a way to wake up to iWork Again. It also provides you a way to pay for iWork, the Monday through Friday show that most of you get for free. If you'd like to join the iWake Again community, and I hope you do, head on over to iWakePodcast.com/again. Once again, that is iWakePodcast.com/again. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. That will do this week for some of us, but not everyone. If you're an iWake Again subscriber, I'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Talk to everyone else again on Monday. Have a great June, and aloha.